Listener production.
Lee Jollo with you. New data out today confirms a rise in the rate of women being killed by their intimate partners. It's increased nearly 30% according to a new report from the Australian Institute of Criminology. Nearly half the women killed in the last financial year were killed by their partner or an ex. Australia's Minister for Women says we must continue to do more to tackle family, domestic and sexual violence. An urgent National Cabinet meeting on the issue will take place tomorrow. The Tassie government are calling on environmental protesters to do so away from forests. It's after Bob Brown and Colette Harmson pleaded not guilty to trespass over a protest in the Styx Valley, while Ali Alishar will be sentenced today after 2 months behind bars. Here's government MP Felix Ellis.
My office, do it out the front of Parliament. Don't do it in a high-risk workplace like a mine or a forestry coop.
Zelinda Sherlock is Hobart's new Deputy Lord Mayor, becoming the first female of Indian heritage to do so. She was voted in last night to replace Helen Burnett, who's now in State Parliament. A breakthrough from an Australian-led research team that could lead to a new generation of long-term vaccines. The group has discovered new fragments from the influenza B viruses that could eventually be used to develop a flu vaccine that's only needed 2 to 3 times in a lifetime. And the US and UK have urged Hamas to accept an Israeli truce proposal in the war on Gaza. The proposal includes a 40-day ceasefire and the release of captives. To sport now, and Geelong captain Patrick Dangerfield says he's prepared for at least 3 weeks on the sidelines with his latest hamstring injury. Newsbreaker Jay Clark telling listeners Footy Talk podcast it may force Cats coaching staff to consider a role change.
If he's going to continue to get these hamstring injuries playing as that explosive midfielder, it's start to get to the point where you start considering more as a forward target.
And Bulldogs forward Cody Waitman will be sidelined for a couple of months, forced to undergo surgery after dislocating his elbow on Saturday night against Fremantle.